Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. What an exciting week. God is doing a mighty thing in the earth. He is cleansing. His cleansing rains are coming forth. We know that we are in the month of Heshvan. It is a very, very special time. It is a time where we remember that Noah went into the ark. He was called holy and righteous before God. Him and his family were separated and put within the ark. And God brought the cleansing rains, and God has done that in the United States of America this week, and he is doing it in the nations. There are many nations that have gathered together with the United States of America and are standing for righteousness, purity, and holiness. There is an open heaven that exists now this week. God is calling you apart. He's separating you. He's properly positioning you for new assignments that he's going to give you, new assignments where you're going to stand before groups. There's an influence coming upon you. God is separating you, and he is calling you apart, much like he separated Noah's family and told him to build an ark, put him in that ark, and with the two of every animal. He was going to save the righteous and the holy family as he cleansed the earth, and God is doing that this week. We see that with the United States elections, and the outcome of Donald Trump being our new president. There is a kingdom influence that is happening in the earth, and it's happening amongst the nations. This is a time where God is separating sheep nations and goat nations. This is the beginning of the process, okay? He is setting a dividing line between believing nations and non-believing nations. He is setting apart a time in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, which says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit upon his throne of glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And so this is a time where God is beginning the process of dividing nations. Come on, I'm a prophet to the nations. I'm telling you that right now. So we have entered into a time of God separating the righteous, the pure, and the holy. He is cleansing the earth. And so where do you stand in this? Well, God is separating you. He is separating you from certain groups and properly positioning you into other groups. Come on. See, God is calling his people to come out and be different and stand amongst him and to bring forth the kingdom of heaven in the earth. We are called to bring heaven to earth. We are called to be kingdom influencers in the earth today. Now listen, prophetically, your kingdom influence is about to increase at a next level. See, what is happening with this cleansing is that there's many who are going to come to know Yeshua HaMashiach as their Lord and Savior. They're going to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. When the veil was ripped off the people's eyes through prayer and fasting from the people of God, and of course, I was a part of the 1 Million Women event that happened on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., a historic place where we repented and stood before God and asked him to cleanse our land, ask him to bring healing, and he has heard our cries. There was more than 250,000 people that were put on the mall. 10 million watched online. And during that time, we made a statement. Now, even for all of those who were not there that day or even participated that day, in all parts of the world, people have been standing and praying with us in the millions for the kingdom. Okay, this is not about the United States of America. This is about God shifting kingdom. And you're a part of the kingdom if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so God has set us apart for kingdom work. And he says that in Matthew chapter 25, because if we read down a little bit more, he goes into the specifics of what's the difference between a sheep nation and a goat nation. And verse 35 says, "For Jesus says, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger. You took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then shall the righteous," who are you and I, "answer him and say, Lord, when we saw thee When did we see thee hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink? When did we see thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when did we see thee sick or in prison or come to thee? And the king shall say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these brothers, you have done it unto me. Matthew chapter 25, after God says he's separating the sheep nation from the goat nations, he explains the righteous and holy will be acting out what they believe in, giving and loving and blessing and being a laborer in the kingdom. Okay, so what separates sheep nations and goat nations is purity, righteousness, and holiness in the kingdom, and the kingdom is representative in how we labor before the Lord. So this is the question for you this week. How are you laboring before God? What is the assignment that God has given you? What is your mantle? What is your mantle assignment? What is it that God is asking you to do for the next year? What is it that you need, that he wants to establish covenant with you? Come on, write it down. It's been written in the scrolls of destiny. You are being made aware of this. How is it that God has plucked you out, called you, and separated you unto him for the work of the ministry? God wants you to stand forth and begin to put your feet in the dirt, get your hand to the plow, and begin to start bringing in the harvest. Come on. The separation of sheep and goat nations is the separation for the harvest. Now, in Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. So they went out to prepare a place for the Lord. We, the prophets of the Lord, are called to prepare ye a place of the Lord. And listen, it is happening right now. We have had major breakthrough in the spirit realms. God is giving new assignments so that we can properly position ourselves to call in the kingdom. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. Jesus said to them, okay, after he appointed them, okay, he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. I'm going to do that right now in the name of Yeshua. I beseech you, Lord Jesus, to send forth the laborers into the harvest fields. The kingdom is being made ripe for the return, the physical return of Yeshua HaMashiach, all right? Jesus the Messiah returning to us for a second time, those that believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you're watching my program and you're Jewish, you would count that as the first time that Messiah comes, all right? You're waiting for Messiah still. But this is a powerful time to know and remember that Yeshua HaMashiach is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and he is coming now. And part of this process, using President-elect Donald Trump for another term, is to continue to cleanse the nations and to separate those sheep nations and those goat nations. This is what's happening. You want to talk about end time theology? We are setting ourselves up for that now. All right, this is a powerful, powerful time. Now, you might say, well, Candace, what's my role in this? Well, I'm going to say to you, what's your role in this? All right? He's the shepherd. You're his sheep. You can hear his voice. Ask him. Say, God, what's my role in all of this? How are you separating me and calling me to be set apart to help usher in the kingdom? One of the most amazing things I've seen over the last year and a half of my dedicating my life to the 1 million women movement on the Washington Mall, and our Don't Mess With Our Kids with Jenny Donnelly. So it was Lou Engel and Jenny Donnelly together, a partnership. One of the things that I've seen happen is that millions of people began to rise up and declare and decree who they are and what God had called them to do. They stood for righteousness, purity, and holiness here in the end times. It was an effort, okay? And I'm not just talking about this effort for 1 million women don't mess with our kids. That is one aspect of it. Listen, there was millions of efforts taking place all over the world in a whole lot of different areas. God's spirit was moving and calling his people to arise. The kingdom is arising. No, there are responsibilities to the kingdom arising. That means kingdom citizens have to get out and do something. The harvest is many. The laborers are few. The kingdom citizens had to establish they were kingdom citizens, had to know and understand that there was a call upon their life, that they were appointed, anointed, and separated by God to begin to stir kingdom in the earth, to begin to call forth what was written in the scrolls of destiny to prepare the land for the return of Yeshua HaMashiach. And so we are those people. We are those people. You and me are those people. And now here's the next year segment. This is a year of overwhelming grace. We saw his grace come upon the United States of America when we bore down in prayer and fasting and standing and making right choices for holiness, righteousness, and purity. God answered the prayers of our nation and ultimately the prayers of many nations that were praying for us, that we would stand so that they could stand, so that they knew that as we were holding on to kingdom, there would be others that would be gathered together and kingdom would come into fruition in order to make preparation for the return of Jesus Christ. So we have a kingdom mandate, and then we have individual mandates that fit within the kingdom mandate. So I'm going to ask you, what's your individual mandate? And guess what? Now's the time to put the pedal to the metal and get moving on it. The heavens are open and God is calling forth people to come into his kingdom, and God needs you to be a gatherer of those people. A gatherer. You're called to gather together the people. Just like Jesus said, I'm going to gather together the sheep nations. Gather together the sheep, whatever that looks like, and begin to minister to them. Begin to encourage them. Begin to set up vision for righteousness, holiness, and purity in whatever sphere of influence that you have. Come on, now is the time for us to stand. We need to be standing for the rights of the kingdom, which are good. They're good. People are afraid of kingdom because they don't understand it. But the kingdom is good. It's beautiful. It's holy. It's righteous. It's what we want in the inner core of our beings. Many have gone astray and they thought that sexual immorality, they thought that, difficult ways of living, you know, being filled with drugs and alcohol, difficult choices, putting themselves in situations that were demeaning unto themselves was part of who they are and what they should be doing. No, in the name of Jesus, we are calling you back. And listen, this is what this open heaven is all about, is God is calling people back, and it's through us individuals who make the kingdom. The land is ripe right now. Go out and minister the gospel. Go out and feed the poor. Go out and help the sick. Go to the prisons. Go and do what you need to do, because this veil, this spirit of Ishtar, has been removed off the United States of America. It has been removed. And with that, people's blinders have been removed off their eyes. The earth is ready to receive the gospel message of Jesus Christ at a next level. God doesn't want one person missing from the party when he says stop. Remember when we used to play musical chairs when we were a kid and there were so many chairs, right? And then when the music stopped, if you didn't have a chair, then you were out. Come on. There's enough chairs in God's kingdom for everybody to be seated. When the music stops, we want everybody to have a chair. Everybody that should have a chair needs to have a chair. And so get out there. It's your time. So let me tell you, prophetically, this is what God is doing. So we know there's an open heaven. There's a separation of sheep and goat nations right now. There's a calling forth of the kingdom. Ishtar has been removed. The veil has come off of the people's eyes. They're beginning to see now holiness, righteousness, and purity, and it's calling them. They're confessing their sins before God. They're saying, Father, forgive me for my sexual immorality. Forgive me for my lying. Forgive me for my manipulation, my unforgiveness, my bitterness, my resentment. Forgive me and get me on the right path. Come on, this is the cleansing rains coming forth now here in the month of Cheshvan. So this is the prophetic word to you in the midst of what God is doing globally with this beginning of the divisions of the sheep and goat nations. Okay, this is a process. This sheep and goat nation thing is a process. Okay, Acts 13:2 for you. As the people of God ministered to the Lord and they fasted, the Holy Ghost, okay, so these are the apostles. The apostles prayed, they fasted, they ministered before the Lord. The Holy Ghost said to the apostles, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them out. Okay, so as a member of God's apostolic church, okay, so I'm a member of his apostolic and prophetic church. So are you, okay? You believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God is advancing the apostolic and prophetic in the earth. The church is built on the foundation of the apostolic and the prophetic. This is Ephesians chapter 4, okay? It's necessary for us to come into alignment apostolically and prophetically. So I'm speaking to you as a prophet to the nations. I have an apostolic ministry that is expanding and bringing forth the gospel message through teaching and training, okay? And so with this, I'm called of God to call you out, to separate you. All right. So for those of you that are listening, you wanted a level of encouragement. Here's the encouragement. Come out from amongst the masses. You've already declared and decreed righteousness, purity, and holiness. Your vote, if you're in the United States, was your voice. You've said you want to see this happen. If you're in other nations and you stood with us, your vote, the voting of the people in the U.S. was an answer to your voice as well. We the people stood forth and said, cleanse our land, make us holy, make us righteous. With that kind of prayer comes a special release of the anointing of God and a separation and impartation upon your life that you would go and fulfill the call, plan, purpose, and destiny of God upon your life in this season, in this time, to be a laborer in the kingdom. Come on, I feel the presence of God right now. This is a holy moment, all right? This is a holy moment. God is setting you apart. He is calling you to come forth. You have been made clean, holy, and righteous because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And you believed enough, faith in action, to go and stand when you were called to stand. And now God is going to use you in a mighty way. So I'm speaking over your life, a next level of influence and acceleration. That you would begin to influence the environments that you're currently in, but that there would be an acceleration of those environments, the people within them, that they would receive and impartation themselves to go out and be laborers in the kingdom. As they go out, your influence is going to expand as well. And you're going to be called to go out beyond Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria and begin to touch the lives of those who are in great need. And with that, I'm going to pray for greater favor, greater wisdom, greater resources from heaven. See, heaven is behind you and heaven is backing you. And when you can keep your eyes on heaven while you're treading it out in the land, you're going to see the miraculous take place. Come on, I can feel in the spirit. Some of you are even stepping into next level understandings of ascension, the importance of remaining in this place of rest with God while you tread it out in the earth. Come and join me for my classes that I have, ascension classes that I have. And it's an important time where we gather together and we learn these principles for kingdom living. Ascension living is kingdom living. Listen, there's a lot that of out there in the harvest, and we need to remain strong and healthy and ready for what God has for us. We need to be living in a place of rest while we're treading out the land. Come on, we got to tread it out, but we got to remain restful while we're doing that. God accomplishes all he tells us to do. Remember, where he sent you, the work is already done. Now listen, this is a huge encouragement. Where he sent you, the work is already done. So you see, when he tells you, I want you to go here, I want you to gather in the masses and bring them unto me, that work is already done. So he's separating you for the work of ministry that God has called you. What's he called you to be? Has he set you apart as a fivefold ministry? Are you apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist? Has he set you apart as healing minister and administrator? One with the gift of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues. Do you have gifts of working of miracles? Who are you in this process? And listen, if you want to know who you are, you can also join one of our Dream Hunters classes. We give you spiritual gifts tests. We get you into alignment with what is this mantle that God has on your life. We even have a class called The Mantle of God. Find out how God has mantled you. Yes, and begin to move forward in that. But there are steps to get to that mantle class because there are things that you need to know about yourself. And so these are things that we need to consider, as God says, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work for which I have called them. You've been called, anointed, appointed. You have dreams and visions. God has shown you that he has released from heaven gifts upon your life. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to move in faith. The only thing that's going to prevent you from stepping out in the direction that God wants is lack of faith. Come on, right now. Faith is the key. Do you believe in the dreams and the vision that God has given you? Do you believe that this is a time and season for those that are righteous and holy to begin to step out? Do you believe it's open heaven time? Do you believe that God is separating sheep nations from goat nations and that he is getting us ready to be part of the laborers? Okay, we're the laborers, and that the harvest is coming in. Come on, the harvest is coming in. God wants everybody to have a chair at the party. He does not want anybody to be without, but it takes our voice. It takes our eyes, it takes our hands, it takes us being where God is calling us to be, empowering those that God is calling us to empower, if we want to see kingdom be made manifest in the earth. Now, we have made major strides this past week, in the month of Heshvan, in the month of cleansing rains. God has said, I'm building an ark and I'm putting you all in this ark. And as these cleansing rains come, you're going to be in the safety of the ark, but you're going to be multiplying. You're going to be multiplying. You're going to begin to have dominion. You're going to begin to start to be a part of changing nations. Come on, sign me up for that. Let's change some nations. You might say, Candace, I'm too small. I'm too meek. I'm too weak. I can't do that. Listen, when God mantles you and calls you, he puts upon you the power to go forth and make the change and make the difference. Listen, you stop looking at yourself in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, see Jesus. Everything that Jesus has, you have. That's part of being a child of the inheritance. That's Ephesians chapter 1 and 3. You have every spiritual blessing in heaven that has been given to you. But what do you believe? What's your faith? What do you believe? And see, when Paul and Barnabas, or Saul and Barnabas at that time, were set apart, okay? They were set apart for the work of the ministry. They had to believe in this separation. Do you believe right now that you're receiving a call of God to be separated, to come out from amongst them, to come and join with purity, righteousness, and holiness? I mean, maybe you're hearing my voice and you're saying, listen, I just feel the first initial call. Then just receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Say, I feel God calling me. I need to join in with purity, righteousness, and holiness. I need to join in with the kingdom. I want to be a part of the sheep nations. Listen, if that's you, all you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Ask him for forgiveness. Say, Father, forgive me, for I've sinned. Father, forgive me. I have unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, frustration. I've sinned before you. I have had sexual immorality. I've harmed people. I've said and done things that I shouldn't do. I humble myself before you and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And in the name of Jesus, you will be saved. Come on, if that's you today, I want to know who you are. Just comment below. Share this with a friend. It's that simple. You don't have to work to be saved. You just have to receive what Jesus has done. But then, after that, he cleanses your life. He cleanses your spirit and he puts his Holy Spirit in you, his Holy Spirit. And then you become a vessel transformed into holiness and righteousness. Come on, you need to take my soul transformation classes so you can see that spirit, soul, and body are being transformed. It's a process. And then God sends you forth to be a carrier of the fruit of his spirit to make the difference in the earth. And with that, gifts unbelievable and resources unbelievable and favor and wisdom to be a laborer in the kingdom. Ooh, I'm feeling the fire. Come on, if that's you today, I want to know who you are. Let's get you started on a right path with one of our classes, dreammentors.org. Go there and get yourself in our classes and become a good discipler. Become a good coach of others. Learn and grow. This is an exciting time. Now, maybe you're hearing my voice and you're saying, Candace, I already received Jesus. I know what my gifts are. Okay, good. Good on you. Now's time to activate in the name of Yeshua. According to the month of Heshvan, the month of cleansing rains, when God spoke to Noah and said, I've called you and set you apart. Get yourself in this ark. I want to save my people. You're the answer. You're the answer. If that's you, raise your hand right now. God is calling you out and you've come into agreement. We separate unto you today, you, for the work of the ministry for which you were called. I'm laying hands on you in the spirit. Go forth in the power and the glory of the Lord and set yourself into proper motion to be a laborer in the kingdom. Come on, no more excuses. No more excuses in the name of Yeshua. No more excuses. All right? It's time. God wants you to begin to step into the next levels of what God is doing. Now listen, you might come across some really hard groups as you're a laborer in the harvest field. I saw in this dream that there are people that God wants to release, but they're so heavy into sin and that the power of sin has taken them over. Now, this might require you to bring forth a word of discipline upon their life, that their veil may be removed from their eyes and they might return back home. Home to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and one who can not only free them from the bondage of the sin that they're in, but also cause them to be one that sets other people from bondage as well. Don't you know what you've been set free from? God will give you a special anointing that you will set free others from that very thing, because you turned away from sin. Now you have the power to be used of God to turn others away from that same sin. So maybe you've been scratching your head going, well, what am I called to do? Look at what you were saved from. That's the population that you can go after because you know it well. And you can say, hey, to those people, get it in line. God is separating sheep nations and goat nations. He's separating people. The time is coming. Holiness and righteousness or sin. It's one or the other. Let us live in holiness, righteousness, and purity in the precious name of Jesus Christ. All right, I'm getting excited for you right now. And yes, if you want to gather together for these classes, come to get to know me, my Glory Road community, my Ascension classes, I want you to come and be a part of that. Sign up today for these Ascension classes. The next one is November 12th, Tuesday, November 12th. And maybe you're watching this message tonight. Come on. Then tomorrow is the class. So sign up now and I can get you in tomorrow's class, 10 a.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern. Get signed up and we're going to start moving forward in the mighty name of Yeshua. God is doing great things. Now, no matter where you are in the world, I have people all over the world that come on the lines with me. They are in all kinds. They're in all kinds of leadership. They're apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, healing gifts, administrative gifts, finance gifts. Come on, all different kinds. As a member of the kingdom, I'm going to teach you and train you how to live kingdom, but from a place of rest. Stop toiling, okay? Even when it says laborers go out into the field, it doesn't mean that you come away from your place of rest while you're doing it. See, if you want to learn to run the race and keep on going, you got to learn to rest while you're running. Every runner knows that. I know. I've ran for years. There comes a point where you get to a place where you're resting while you're running. You're not working at it. It's just happening. I mean, you even enter into this vortex of resting. This is the kind of life God wants you to have. Rest while you're working, all right? It means that you're living heaven in the earth. That's how it is. That's how it is. They're working in heaven, but they're resting. They're without the struggle of death. Come on. We can be without the struggle of death here in the earth. Yes, we can. Yes, it doesn't mean that we don't die and our body goes into the earth and our spirit and soul go to heaven when we die. But we can conquer the power of sin over our life, which pulls at us and causes us to feel weary and tired. That can be broken off and you can live in rest while you're doing the work of the ministry. All right. Hallelujah. So you're called out, you're anointed, you're appointed, and you're separated. This is a week of separation. Come on, a week of separation. Your influence is going to increase. Your assignment is there, but you're going to get invitations for the assignments to come and to take place. There's going to be open doors. There's an open heaven right now. Whew, in the name of Jesus, an open heaven. What you ask shall be given you. In the name of Jesus, begin to start asking, because that open heaven is pouring forth now. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right, come out and join us for Dream Mentors. get some we've got some classes that are getting ready to start. Now you want to learn how to be a good discipler. We got all the resources. Come on, for your resources for your small group, resources for your church, resources for you individually as an individual disciple or a coach of the Lord. The word coach is kind of just a secular term for a really good disciple. We're going to get you ready. We're going to get you prepared. And listen, you're going to grow in the process too. So go to dreammentors.org and say you want to sign up for the 101 class. That's 101. You want to learn some more there. Then as you travel through it, you're going to get to 301, which is the Mantle of God class, and you can become a ministry affiliate with us. Or join my Ascension class, which is going to happen on Tuesday, November 12th. It's a great time, an hour and a half. We get together on Zoom in the morning and in the night, and it's a great way for you and I to connect and for you to grow at next levels. And maybe it's time for you to grab a hold of my brand new book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. You don't know what this month of Cheshvan means? All you got to do is get that book. Come on. And you can walk with me every day of a prophetic revelation. Do you know I have people all over the world that write to me and they tell me that they use that book as a prayer devotional. They pray it, they receive this prophetic word, and that it is so intently accurate. Now listen, it's accurate because when you know how to prophesy according to the Hebrew calendar, you can be extremely accurate in what God is doing in the earth today. So grab a hold of that. Maybe you're a young prophet. You want to learn if the prophetic words that God is giving you are accurate. When you grab a hold of that book, you can hear from God and you can go in and you can test. We tested this book statistically for 5 years. And let me tell you, the same prophetic revelations came forth every year for 5 years straight. They never changed. Okay, what I mean by that is not that they weren't tweaked just a little bit, because God puts different emphasis on every year, but the generalities were the same. So this is why it's so intently accurate. I even have somebody that I know spoke to me about that their young people are into astrology. They're into seeking after mediums and psychics in order to get revelation from the Lord. And when you give a copy of this book to a young person who's looking for that, they're going to line up with God instead of in alignment with astrology. Come on. Some of y'all need to be helping pull your kids out of that level of sin and getting them right with God. Get them a copy of this book. I have heard that this is so helpful because it meets people right where they're at on a daily basis, but it's straight from the Word of God and there's scripture in it. So they begin to establish relationship with Jesus as the one who is the shepherd, where they're called to hear his voice and not the voice of Satan, not the voice of witchcraft, not the voice of an enemy, not the voice of astrology or the occult, but hearing the voice of God for what they need. So you can go to Amazon or go to my website, CandiceSmithman.com. I'm going to get you a copy of this book. You're going to be so blessed by this. And every single year, you'll go back through it every year. It doesn't ever end. It's a continual book. So, all right, listen, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. So are you. You're blessed. You're highly favored. I speak the wisdom of God over you. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You will lend to many and you will borrow from none, because God has set you apart, anointed, and called you, appointed you. He separated you. Come on, this is a special week of separation for righteousness, peace, and holiness in the Holy Ghost. All right, be blessed. Share this with a friend. Someone needs to hear that this week, that they're being separated for the work of the kingdom. All right, be blessed. I'll see you next week.